If you are somewhere or doing something where you need to be awake and alert, then being drowsy is almost worse than just falling asleep. At least when you're asleep, you don't even try to function. You're out, and you know it, and everyone else knows it. But when you're drowsy, you're still somewhat convinced that you should be trying to do something. Or else you're trying to convince someone else that you're able to do something. You know, I remember times when I would get drowsy during a lecture at college. And yes, I admit, even in the seminary. And I'm trying to act like I'm awake. And I would look at my notes later and say, what was I trying to write down? It's total gibberish. What a statement when Jesus says today, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy. What a profound statement. Don't let your heart become drowsy. You know, I know what it's like for my mind to be drowsy. I'm not on task. I'm not firing on all cylinders. I take notes that don't make sense in class. But if my heart is drowsy, then I'm not attentive enough to recognize what the Lord is telling me. I should help this person out of compassion. I should choose better words in this conversation. Or I should listen better to what the Lord's telling me when I pray. But I'm too spiritually drowsy to do it. Or Jesus says that the greatest risk is that the Son of Man will come and I'll be caught napping. Spiritually napping. As I said at the beginning of Mass, the last week or so of Advent is getting us ready for Christmas Day. But this first part of Advent is not so much preparing us for December 25th, but for when Jesus comes at the end of time. So what's the answer to avoid getting drowsy? Oh, I know. It's not sleep. It's coffee, right? I drank coffee once in my life. I think my breath still stinks. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, really. But what's the answer to make sure that my heart doesn't get drowsy? Now that's the question. How to make sure that my heart is not drowsy? Well, it's interesting that Jesus gives us two examples of what to avoid because it might cause our heart to become drowsy. Carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. Now, you got to believe that there are more examples than that. Those are pretty specific. So whether Jesus thought that those were the two most important, or that they spoke to a specific need in his time, or that they represented a whole group of examples. But whatever the reason is, the fact remains that Jesus gave those two examples today. So let's think about those two. Excessive drinking certainly impairs someone's judgment. Their speech doesn't make sense. They're physically impaired. Definitely in no shape to drive. But closely tied to that is the fact that drunkenness also causes my heart to be drowsy. I don't realize that I'm hurting someone. I don't realize that I'm dangerous. I don't realize that what I'm saying or doing is offensive. In short, Jesus is coming, and I have no idea. You know, just last week, I had the distinct blessing of visiting with our Al-Anon group that was celebrating 15 years of supporting each other as family members and friends of alcoholics. It was a great joy to see them encouraging one another. And they know as well as anyone that Jesus was right when he said that drunkenness can cause the heart to be drowsy. The second example, I think, is a little more curious. The anxieties of daily life. Have you ever considered that worrying about day-to-day things could make you less attentive to the coming of Jesus? And he's not talking about heightened anxiety because your wedding's coming up or because you have company coming to town. This is anxiety about daily life. Worrying about money, worrying about the weather, worrying about what other people think about you, worrying about tomorrow. Those of you who are worriers, and you know who you are, it can be a great cross to bear. And it's not necessarily your fault. Jesus didn't say that the anxieties of daily life are a sin. He just said that they're dangerous if they get in the way of preparing for Jesus. So fighting sleep is not good. Being drowsy is not fun. But having a drowsy heart is worse. Whether it comes from drunkenness or from worrying or from whatever other thing, this Advent can be a great time if it is a time where my heart is always alert, looking for Jesus.